At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Flim, flam, wham, bam. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, August 1st, 2025, and you are here watching Coexisting or listening to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie for our SummerSlam predictions show for nights 1 and 2. We are so glad you are here because we get to talk wrestling with you for the next hour or so. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Rob, it's a Friday. We're back. We're back,
Friday,
baby.
Friday.
It's a Friday. We're back to our normal shenanigans on a Friday afternoon, night, whatever you guys want to call it. I'm good. I finished last week's big music festival that we had here. It was so great in my experience. I feel like it's the best edition of this festival that we ever had. The lineup was the best ever. Nice. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about the inside organization, organizing, you know, the whole event. I don't care because I was at work up until 7 or 8 p.m. So I missed a bunch of bands. The band I'm most sorry for missing were Static X.
Oh, okay.
I'm so bummed out that I missed them. Apparently, they had a wonderful show and everyone was so happy with it. But, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a woman.
Oh, okay. Fightful Select can report, right?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Because I was really nervous and anxious when I woke up on Friday, because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were the days that this music festival was taking place. So, as you guys know, I'm working the day shifts on these 3 days. So I have to get the bar ready for everything that is going to happen after the music festival. Yes, the bar. And I was really nervous because I didn't want to miss anything, because the night shift, people were tearing their asses. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sorry,
yeah,
saying that. A lot of people after the music festival is done just come to our bar, and this is, it's a nightmare. But this is the thing that we were waiting for the entire summer, because summer is awful for us, because our city in Bulgaria is one of the hottest cities during the summer, and people just get out during the summer and everything, and just this is what we were waiting for. So what I do every morning when I'm working the day shift, I get up, I prepare breakfast, because it's, you know, chia seeds and oatmeal inside, you know, protein rich stuff. And they have to sit in there and, you know, soak, especially the chia seeds. So I prepared the breakfast and I eat it at work. So what I did was I forgot to take the breakfast with me on, you know, last Friday. And the stupid thing is, I had so many things to do throughout the entire day that I didn't notice that I forgot to take my breakfast, because I didn't even think about eating. So when I noticed was when I was, you know, taking my bag and changing my shoes and going to the festival, because I was like, where's my food box? I don't want to take it with me to the festival. I just want to leave it here. Where's my food box? And I was like, oh, I didn't take it. Oh, I didn't eat today. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I went to the music festival. I saw Extreme, you know, a bit of an old school band. And then we saw Skunk Anansie. I'm seeing Skunk Anansie for the second time in my life. That woman hasn't missed a beat. And she's freaking 57 years old, mind you. What is happening? And when the concert was done, when Skunk Anansie were done, the vocalist, she went right in front of the tech area where we always are. We always are right in front of the tech area because the sound is better there. But like, you know, we were behind the barricades. So she went to that place and I'm like, she's so short, by the way. I always thought that she was at least 6 foot tall. Apparently she's my height. And I'm like, that's so adorable. And, you know, we were talking and I go through my friends and she's talking to the tech people and I go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Blew me a kiss.
Nice.
Yeah, she blew me. She's the sweetest. I love her so much. So Gojira started playing, one of the bands I was most looking forward to seeing, and I passed out.
Oh.
I mean, during the last two songs, of course, they paid a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, of course, who passed away last week. And during the last two songs, I'm like, okay, I know this feeling. I'm dehydrated and I haven't eaten. Way to go, fucking loser. And then I just squatted, you know, up next to the ground. And then I just passed out. I woke up from a bunch of drums and my friends, they were like, are you okay? Are you okay? They're like filming stuff with their phones and slapping me on the face. Are you okay?
Slapping you. Nice.
And I was like, I'm fine. I just passed out. And I went home. I drank a bunch of water. I took a shower and I went to sleep. The next couple of days were really good. Really, really good. I cried while Machine Head were playing. I thought that I was never going to see Machine Head ever in my life, but I saw them. I obviously fell in love with the guitarist, their new guitarist. And we would have gotten married if they didn't leave for Greece the next day. But like that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, a huge, huge bummer. Smashing Pumpkins were awesome, but because I am a granny, I couldn't take it anymore and we left.
Ah.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, guys, I slept for 9 hours combined 3 days. 9 hours. And I was on foot for 20 hours. I am too old for this. And I'm like, guys, I need to go home. I want to sleep. I want to shower. I want to eat. And they're like, yeah, come on, let's go. So I'm so sorry. As we were leaving the festival, I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember why I love those dudes. But amazing, amazing festival. What would you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that we have a super chat from Ryan. He didn't even know they had festivals in Bulgaria. So that was
we actually do. And this is one of the big ones, sweetie. Just FYI. I'm nice. So glad to see you back, because during the days where we didn't have Friday night shows, we missed you a bunch. How are you doing, Ryan? Have you attended any music festivals? Zach said, he mentioned in the chat that it's homemade pie day, so I'm going to need for everyone to make pies and tag me on posts on either Twitter X or the Blue Sky or whatever, even Instagram. I'll see it. Just tag me in. I want to see all your pies.
I love stuffing my face in pies. But
yes.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Yeah.
What you did there today is also by a huge accident. This is a coincidence. It's International Girlfriend Day, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a total coincidence, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know because I was never a girlfriend. So happy girlfriend day. Hug your girlfriends, hug your boyfriends and everything. Hug each other, okay? And make them pie. Make them pie.
For sure.
But guys, this is a wrestling show. It's not a music show. It's not a pie show. I don't know why. Happy Pie Day or whatever. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're back on a Friday. We promise the majority of the rest of the year we'll be on at a, you know, at a Friday because this is our spot. Yes, Ryan, Ryan sent us another super chat and said you need to stop changing show times. Well, we didn't change the time of the show. The time was always 3 p.m. Eastern. We were changing the day because, you know, Rob had to go on his vacation and then I had to go to, you know, a music festival on Friday. I'm sorry. We're back. We're back. So back.
Maggie, one thing I wanted to say before we get started, you know, like this week, usually you do your predictions like with SP3 on True Hill Heat, but you weren't able to this week, which
I made that the sacrifice. Sucks.
So what I decided to do is bring our friend SP3 on so we can do a little bit of prediction. He doesn't have that much long. He doesn't have long, but he's going to chill out for a few minutes and give us some predictions because I know it's not a PLE without Maggie and SP3 giving you some predictions.
Now I want to cry.
You can cry.
You can cry. Anything
Hi,
for
sweetie,
you.
I missed you so much.
I missed you too. It wasn't the same. We had fun, me, Cresta, and Romeo, but we missed Maggie. We didn't have any Maggie.
You went on for more than 2.5 hours without me. They didn't even needed me so much. I was so pissed off because when I went home, you guys were still running.
You could have jumped on at the end. You had the link.
Yeah, I could have jumped. I was so pissed off. I'm so glad we have you on, guys. SP3 is here. Everything's out of the window. Please send us super chats and humper chat at humperchats.com if you want your questions read live on the air. Please leave a thumbs up on this video and share on all of your social medias. I'm so happy. Hi, sweetie.
Hi. I got to hand it to Rob. He got my Morse code. I sent the Morse code in the live chat because I said link ? And then I realized that you guys were live. So I was like, how can I do this in the live chat and still make this a surprise to Maggie? So I just put howdy DM and he got it. I'm quite impressed, Rob. I didn't know if that was good enough for you to realize that I'm meaning check your DMs.
I'm usually pretty slow, so it is amazing. So that it worked.
Yeah, that is God's work. I swear.
Yeah. So like I said, we know you don't have too much time with us, but so I'm just gonna start with a bang here. We're gonna start with the night one main event race. I don't know if they've confirmed it's the main event or not, but we're gonna go ahead and say it is.
Barf.
Gunther defending his title against CM Punk. So I forgot that's the world title, WWE world title, I believe. So
you know the one that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, anyways, SP3, let's start with you since you're the guest. Who do you think wins this and why?
I am going to go, unfortunately, with CM Punk. Only because everyone knows I love Gunther. I love Gunther. I think he's the best wrestler.
I don't think you do.
He's the best wrestler not named Io Sky in WWE. But, Maggie, you know, as a firm, you know, Gunther bandwagon driver, that you drive the bandwagon. You created the bandwagon for everybody else to jump on. You've been shooting in the gym with Gunther for a while, like I have. But, you know, we've seen his WWE run. It's gone way better than a lot of us thought it would. It has. But he does not necessarily face top guys. And when he faces top guys, he doesn't necessarily win against them. So until he does, I have to choose against him.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. He doesn't win. They have not let him win, like, the big matches, you know. Like, they haven't let him do that. And that's what's concerning to me. Because I prefer him to win, but I would rather, the last thing I want is Seth Rollins to cash in on this, because that tells me that we're just going to get more CM Punk and Seth Rollins, and I'm sorry, we need to get rid of that. It's almost been 2 years now, almost 2 years since.
Really, since, only 2 years?
Well, I mean, it seems longer, but I mean, it's almost been 2 years, and yeah, we need to move on from Punk and Rollins, in my opinion. So that's the last thing I want, is him to cash in. I'm going to go with CM Punk. I think CM Punk gets the win here, and I think he actually leaves SummerSlam with the title. I don't think Rollins is cashing in yet.
You guys suck.
I don't want that to happen, but
I don't want it either. I'm hoping that I'm jinxing Punk from
winning. Yeah.
Okay, listen. I hate this match because I know you two are right, and you're going to burn in hell for being this way. Well, because, like, Gunther beating CM Punk in 2025 should not be a thing. And listen, guys, every time I talk about this, I need to underline, I like CM Punk. I think he's important to wrestling. But beating Gunther, get the fuck away from my television. You should not. I mean, he sold one of his chops on a house show. Like, Gunther chopped him and he tapped out. I mean, this is how he sold the Gunther chop. Also, Gunther beat Goldberg. What are you guys talking about? He never won against a big star.
Well,
are we pretending?
I mean, a Ben Starr from 2025.
Yeah.
If you say it that way, okay. Goldberg, in my eyes, will never be a star because I didn't watch him as a child. He was shoved down my throat by WWE pretending that he was, you know, something. And Simon Miller, because he's his dad. And, like, that is the only thing, seriously. But I will, listen, something needs to happen. CM Punk cannot beat Gunther. I don't care if it's a disqualification. I don't care if it's outside interference. Ref bump. The only time I'm praying for a fucking ref bump is this. I just don't just stop. In no universe should CM Punk win against Goldberg. Even in his prime, this shouldn't be happening. I'm praying to all of the gods, this shouldn't be happening, because I know SP3 is wearing it. Deadpool t-shirt. Please do not make this happen. And if it does happen, I will be hoping for my boy Seth Rollins to cash in, because listen, I'm personally fed up with Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. I am, but the fact that Seth Rollins is doing everything in his power for CM Punk not to be a champion, that's something. But the thing is that he said that he will do anything in his power to never let CM Punk be champion again, which means that he will prevent him from being champion, not cash in on him so he can take that away. So this may be a play on words. We have no idea what's happening with his injury or whatever, but it's you know, people are speculating. I'm always going to be a Seth girly, so.
You know, like, something that, like, just crossed my mind, and I think it would be weird booking, but wouldn't it just be kind of crazy? And I say crazy in a way, like, if they did a double turn where Seth cashes in, but, like, Braun Breaker or Bronson cost him, and CM Punk all of a sudden, like, is back with Heyman. It'd be so weird how, and I don't know how they would explain it, but there's a part of me that says this could actually happen. Like, I don't think it will, but as Vince used to say, you never know what's going to happen in the World Wrestling Federation. So I put that very, very minimal of ever happening. I'd say probably 5%, but I think it'd be interesting if they did go that route. And that's my wild, crazy thought process. I'm not making a prediction for that. I'm just doing like alternative booking, as you would say. Either I'm on to something or I'm on something. So that's the best place.
Both. It can be both.
A little bit of both.
Oh, let's go on to our next match here. Do you have enough time, SB3?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go to our next match here. I just mentioned them. Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed with Paul Heyman taking on Roman Reigns and Jey Uso. Yeet. Maggie, we start with you.
I don't care.
Deadpool. Oh. Okay. Maggie does not care. All right.
It's the most random thing. Listen, guys, because we went right into SummerSlam. Listen, I'm going to be a real bummer here and just say that SummerSlam for me is bummer slam. I cannot for the life of me remember when I was least excited for SummerSlam the way I am this year. It's the first ever two-night SummerSlam. And it's like, here's, you know, a bunch of matches that will absolutely rule, by the way. They're going to be fantastic. The card is really good. But I just don't give a fuck. It's like AEW haven't given two shits about Forbidden Door. And thanks to that, I don't feel bad for not going. Thank you. Because they don't care about Forbidden Door, so why should I? So
they announced two matches last night.
Oh, no. Oh, last night? Okay, I haven't watched Collision yet.
So. Yeah, Swerve and Okada and Athena and Tony Storm. I want to see those two matches.
I'm shocked. I did. For Forbidden Door, these two matches. For Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
What is forbidden about? There's nothing forbidden about Ring of Honor. It's right there.
It's AEW Forbidden Door. It's not AEW New Japan Forbidden Door anymore. It's AEW Forbidden Door with guest stars from New Japan and Stardom and CMLL.
So it's a barely locked door.
No, it's forbidden because they're going to London.
Does London have a secret?
It does. Yeah, Jack, I think that's where the secret Ripper was. It's filmed. Yeah, that too.
Okay. Okay, so listen, Roman Reigns came back just for the sake of being back at SummerSlam. That is the weirdest match. And then Bronson Reed left with his shoes, man. Like, what are you going to do with his shoes?
Hey, shoes cost a lot of money these days.
Roman Reigns' shoes?
Hey,
he bowed for his shoes. Yeah, his mama gave him those shoes.
I don't know what kind of Nikes those were, but were they Jordans? I assume they were Jordans.
They were Spizikes. Those are Spizikes. Oh,
okay. Okay, now you're just making up words.
No, that's the name of the sneaker. I was told.
Okay.
I was so excited to buy my Roman Reigns Jordans when they announced it, and then they decided not to make them. I don't know. That was weird.
Well, if you had that kind of money, why didn't you just buy me a house? Jesus, Roman Reigns.
I think shoes are cheaper than a house.
In Bulgaria? No.
Well, that's true. I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah. I'm going with Roman and Jey, but I mean I want Bronson. I want Bronson. Of course, it's Roman Reigns. He's coming back. This is his first match since WrestleMania. He hasn't won a match since the Netflix premiere. He hasn't won a match since the Netflix premiere. He's definitely gonna win this one.
That's how he should. He's not here.
Bronson Reed is here to take the pinfall. Thanks for coming.
But come on, he does the arm thingies before the tsunami. He's so sweet.
He's like a little kid jumping into the swimming pool.
Yeah, he's like a little cuddly bear. He's so sweet. I love that. Come on.
He reminds me of the adult version of the kid in Deadpool 2. Or is it the first Deadpool? Maybe it was the first Deadpool.
Too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like they kind of look similar. Like it's just. So that's him grown up, I guess. But okay. Maggie doesn't care. So who do you think wins? You think Bronson?
Bronson and Bronson. Okay. I hope stuff. Because this makes sense, because Roman's just going to disappear for 2 months again. What's the fucking point of winning a match and then just disappearing into the Air Jordan sunset with your shoes back on? And like for the heels that are supposed to be running the show to be beaten back, bad man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I think Roman wins. Roman and Jay get the victory here.
Everyone's against me.
Well, I'm just going based off what I think is happening.
SP3, right? You're men.
Yeah, men.
No, we're just logic. I'm just going with logic here.
Excuse me?
It's Roman Reigns, Maggie. What do you want me to say? It's Roman.
It's also Jay.
Also true. One word. Four letters. Yeet.
Do you have time for another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Karrion Kross taking on Sami Zayn. The match is... I forgot what they made the stipulation. It's like you have to say the other person was right or something. I don't know.
Yeah, if Sami wins, Kross has to say he was wrong, and if Sami loses, he has to say Kross was always right. Sami Zayn wins, but he wins with a lead pipe, and Kross was right.
Yes,
that's my prediction.
Yes.
Okay.
This is exactly how things go here.
Well, I think personally, I think Karrion Kross will re-sign with WWE, but you know how they say I think so. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. It happens quite a bit, actually. But anyways, I actually think Karrion Kross is going to get the victory here. I do.
Really?
I do. I think he's granted, it hasn't been reported or anything. I think he's re-signed, or he will re-sign tomorrow. I don't know, but I think he's staying. And I think that's the route they're going. I think they're finally going to get behind him and maybe do a somewhat of a little push. I don't know, but that's my prediction. So
if Karrion Kross wins, he's going to resign definitely. But I just think that I don't know what the storyline is if Sami loses. I mean, what's the end point?
The story is not about Kross winning. It's about Kross being right.
Kross being right.
That's a good point.
That's why Sami wins with the lead pipe and Kross was right.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. But I'm still going to go with you make perfect sense with that, but I already said I'm going with Kross. I'm going to go with Kross. So I'll be okay if I'm wrong on this one, because I actually prefer your method there. I think that actually makes sense. So.
Well, I'll never be opposed to Karrion Kross winning a match. Just to be absolutely clear.
Yeah, I got you.
You need to fix your door, sweetie. It squeaks a lot.
Well, that's my daughter going in and out.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to do another match here. The match Maggie's been looking forward to the most. Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre taking on Randy Orton and Jelly Roll. See, she's just anticipating it. She can't believe it. I think you're going with the celebrity to get the victory here. I think
which one?
Jelly Roll. I think Jelly Roll gets the win here. But I can actually see him taking the pin too.
Everyone in the chat, because I flooded the In the Weeds chat when this was announced. Everyone make up your wrestling moves by Jelly Roll. It can be jelly to belly. Suplex. Five-star jelly. Five-star jelly splash. The people's jelly. I'm sorry. I thought of so many, and I could not remember even one now. Cross jelly. You know, cross body. Cross jelly.
Cross jelly. And he's got the body.
Mm-hmm. He does have money. The people's jelly was really good. The people's
that jelly is pretty good.
Yeah, but I jelly the belly the, is takes the cake.
The Oklahoma jelly roll.
Yes. Drop toe jelly.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Jelly destroyer. Pedro says
jelly destroyer. Yes, the jelly destroyer.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre are gonna win. Because Jelly Roll, this is not the end of Jelly Roll. If this was just a one-off and there was no plans for Jelly Roll after this, I would probably say Jelly Roll. But I think that this is going to be the start of something with Jelly Roll, unfortunately for all of us. But
well, yeah. You asked about wrestling moves that Jelly Roll can make. I'm thinking I'm going to say the Burning Hammer and a 450 Splash.
You have to mix in his name in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jelly Splash and
yeah, 5-star jelly.
The Burning Jelly.
Burning Jelly.
The Burning
Jack
Jelly.
Jelly. The Jack Jelly.
There you go. One jellied angel, as Corey said in here.
Ooh,
One jellied angel. Yeah, I said that in the chat. You're yeah.
Yeah.
The Jelly Breaker.
Yeah, Soupy sent us
jelly worm.
Soupy sent us a chat. Says I'm gonna go with the jelly worm. Yeah. Five driver says the RK roll. RK roll. I like that. Yeah. Jelly driver 94. There you go.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Jelly.
That's really good.
That is right. Really good. Yes. So I couldn't care less about this match. I just want to see how Jelly does in the ring. Because he threw in the pretty good punch. I have zero boxing knowledge, but it still looked more real than Logan Paul's, you know, thing with the spike in his arm and everything. And it still looked better. Also, Jelly Roll has, you know, the capacity to yeet people around, which is also really, really entertaining. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Like, of course, I want to see Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre fight. Sure. But, like, for me, I want to see Jelly Roll beat the ever-living crap out of Logan Paul. I don't care who wins. I'm not even kidding. I don't care who wins. I just want Logan Paul out of wrestling. What are you doing in wrestling? I hate your guts, man. Like, no one disputes that Logan Paul is freakishly athletic. If you dispute that, then you're just a loser, okay? Logan Paul is an incredibly athletic person. But you suck as a wrestler, dude. Get away. Every time he does the buckshot lariat, I think that his kneecaps are going to fly into the stands. And, like, I'm scared of the guy. My knees start to hurt the moment he does, like, the thing. I just want to cry. Just stop it. Also, he doesn't sell. He just lays there. He's a selfish woman. He just lays there.
It's job done.
Wow. Wow. I did not think I was going to hear that, but.
This is what you would have gotten if I didn't have to go to work. This
is true. This is true. If you were rich, we could have got this. I'll do one more match. If you don't mind, I would love to do the Cena and Cody match.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go.
We will go with Jonathan Cena and Cody Rhodes here. But you know what? I don't need to put the graphic up. Well, who you got?
Talk about it.
All right. So it's going to be one of two scenarios that's happened, but it's pretty much the same thing. But I think that Cody wins. He's the new undisputed WWE champion. Post-match, he goes to shake John Cena's hand, and Cena walks away. And then all the people in the crowd are like, come on, Cena, shake his hand, shake his hand, shake his hand. Cena walks away all depressed and stuff. And as Cody is celebrating in the ring, out comes the Bronze Stars. We get a spear. We get a tsunami. They lay out Cena. And the reason why y'all two mentioned Seth Rollins in the Punk and Gunther matchup and I didn't is because Seth Rollins cashes in on this match and cashes in on Cody. And then this is where the one of two scenarios happen. It's either Seth cashes in and he wins and he's the new WWE champion to end SummerSlam weekend, or Seth is about to cash in and Cena comes back to make the save for Cody, thus turning babyface in the process, which sets up a whole bunch of big matches for the rest of the retirement tour. You could do Cody and Cena versus the Bronze Stars. You could do Cody, Cena, and Punk versus Seth and the Bronze Stars at Clash in Paris. You already are doing like the Crown Jewel Championship probably in Perth, so you could do Punk and Cody for that championship, and that six-man tag is setting that up for Crown Jewel. Then you can also do Cena versus Seth at Crown Jewel. Then you get all six of them, and then two more people in Survivor Series in the War Games for Cena doing at least one War Games before he retires. And then you end off the year with Braun Breaker defeating John Cena in his retirement match. Let's give the torch to the next top guy when Cena going out the door. So that's the scenario that I think is more interesting because it sets more things in motion. Seth Rollins just winning WWE Championship, I'm not as big as a Seth guy as y'all, but that's just me. I just think that he doesn't get that he's supposed to be the heel. You need to cut out all this. I'm a visionary. I'm a revolutionary. I am welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Like, shut up. Paul Heyman's right there. Shut up. Shut up. You with your awful heel promos that are like baby faces when you got the best promo of all time right next to you. Even Braun Breaker's a better promo at this point. Like, shut up, Seth.
What? I never. Okay.
I like your thought process in that. That makes sense.
So here's the thing. That is so good and so ridiculously creative. And as like you said, it's like a branch from which a lot of stuff can happen after. And that's why I'm so sure that none of this will happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because I've made my peace because I listen to people like SP3. I listen to people like Alex Palowski, like great wrestling minds that have a lot of interesting ideas, and none of it come true. None of those come true apart from the really obvious ones because they're so lazy. Like, even I love wrestling. I've been watching wrestling ever since I could remember, but I could never come up with brilliant, twisty, you know, stuff, drama and thriller or stuff. I just, you know, I'm not a wrestling mind. I just like consuming the entertainment and, you know, talking about it. I could never think about, you know, the stuff. In the rare instances that I could, I'm so invested in it that I think about it a lot. You know, during the BTE era, oh my god, I miss being the Elite so much. During the BTE era, everything with Hangman and Swerve, everything with Hangman and Kenny Omega, these types of things that I dream about because they're so good. That's not gonna happen because it's so fucking brilliant. And I haven't watched any of the Unreal episodes because I have a life, but like, I'm kidding. I don't. I just had to sleep. That's the only reason why I haven't watched. But I've seen segments of that writing room. You people aren't in that writing room, you know, SP3 and Alex Palowski. You know, you people aren't there, and you should be.
You also mean black people and women aren't there because I watched Unreal. None of
absolutely
them.
Yes.
There's no melanin or estrogen in those rooms.
Yes,
so.
Zero. Oh my god, yes, you're so right. I didn't see any of that. My language. I'm a woman, but I have a word. No. Give me a coffee.
It really feels like they knew that would be one of the complaints. So one of the last episode has like a Zoom call, and there's the one woman, and she's right in the center of the Zoom call. It was like, we got to put one woman in one of these creative meetings, guys. And we're going to put her right in the middle so people don't miss her and be like, oh, we didn't have any woman. Guys, look, she's right there in the middle.
I mean, the one man said that Chelsea Green should win the Royal Rumble at number 30 after the last two people in the ring just eliminate each other and she enters the ring and she's automatically the winner. That was the best thing ever. And
that was the most creative idea.
Why hasn't this happened yet? And it should be Chelsea Green.
Yes. Well,
it has to happen now. Please. Not Santino Marella. Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
See, so thank you so much for being here and sharing this, because now when it doesn't happen, I get to hate you.
You get to be like, they should have listened to this. They should watch Coexisting.
You know,
where Robin,
you know,
where I came up with the best idea and that they didn't use.
And after the internet is so disappointed at the end, they're going to be like Randy Marsh, we didn't listen. We didn't listen.
The one thing that I wanted to point out is, do they know when Street Fighter is going to be filming? Because Cody's going to be going to do that in along with Roman Reigns. So I'm kind of wondering, like, title picture wise, if they go your route, I don't know if it's going to be like one of those things where he just works Mondays here for WWE and then goes and films or whatever they do. I'm kind of curious about that. I tried looking into seeing when they were filming, but I couldn't find my answer. So
I believe it's August they're starting the filming.
Oh, okay. So that could be interesting.
By the way, I didn't have any time to watch any of the Unreal episodes, but I did have time to watch Hot Ones with Cody Rhodes. I did have time for that because I love Hot Ones. And Cody did great, by the way. He did good. Way better than I ever could. You know, SP3, next time we see each other in London or whatever, we need to do a Hot Ones thing. Because
all right.
No.
Messing with my heart.
Well, see, I don't have a heart.
Oh, okay.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You guys just send me the link and I'll show up. I'm usually not working late like I am today, so I would have more time if I didn't change my schedule, so I could go see Fantastic Four earlier today. But you can find me on the Twitter machine at TrueHillSP3, the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. We got plenty of content over there. I'll be live tomorrow morning at 10:05 a.m. Eastern time with the True Hill Heat flagship podcast. It'll be myself and Miss Chrissy Love discussing this week in pro wrestling, and we're having a special call-in episode with you in the chat. Can join us on screen and give us your predictions for SummerSlam, so join us live for that on True Hill Heat. Got plenty of content from this week. We did a SummerSlam preview with Cresta and Romeo and myself. We did AE Ramble with, yeah, unfortunately not with Maggie. Tears going wrong. AE Ramble yesterday with me and Jimmy McArib. So go over and check that out. And yes, I will be doing reviews and all that for SummerSlam throughout the weekend. But thank you guys for having me. You guys
are
always awesome. Anytime you ask me to be here, I'm here.
You're the best.
Alrighty. See you, man. Have a good weekend.
Peace. Take care, guys. Enjoy SummerSlam.
We will. I will try. There we go. Thank you, SP3, for joining. We'll finish day night.
The best. I love SP3 so much.
I know. That's why I thought, let's try to see if we can get him on for a little bit, because I know how much you enjoy doing predictions with him. So I went that route. But we're going to finish night one real quick. The women's tag team championship match with Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair challenging Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez. Maggie, I think we're going to get new tag team champions here.
Well, this is the story, isn't it?
Of a man named Brady.
Yes. You should sing more.
I don't know about that.
I feel like this is the story here, because what do you do with Alexa and Charlotte if they don't win? What's the point of them being, you know, in a team? Because Do we have any idea when Liv is coming back? Is it going to be a while?
I don't know. Like, see, I've heard, like, I think it was, some people said 4 to 6 weeks. Some said it could be longer. But I honestly don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so you could make this a thing where everyone from Judgment Day loses their titles. And when Liv Morgan comes back and she's like, what has happened here? Because if there's one thing that we know is that when someone from the Judgment Day is out, the rest of the Judgment Day do not keep in touch with that person ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like whatsoever. And yeah, so I'm kind of on the fence here. For me, the logical thing to do here is for Charlotte and, well, no, the logical thing here would be for the champions to be, you know, dominant. But when it comes to the Judgment Day, I feel like everything evolves around Dominic right now. Whether we like it or not, I feel like Dominic is the main focus here. And I don't know if they need tag team titles for the Roxanne and Dominic thing to be evolving or spiraling or whatever you guys want to call it. I don't know if they do. So I'm going to pick Charlotte and Alexa here. Not because I like Roxanne Perez right now is probably one of my favorite wrestlers to watch. When she left NXT, it was a bit of a bumpy ride because she was losing a lot on the main roster. And I was kind of pissed off about that. I'm not going to lie, because she's probably in WWE one of the best female wrestlers right now. And even on the microphone, because she turned out to be so great as a heel, I almost forgot how she is as a babyface. And this is a hard thing because she's the purest babyface ever. But like, she's so good as a heel too. So I don't know. Really, I don't know. I'm going to pick Charlotte and Alexa. What do you think everything that has happened so far, how do you think it ties up into this whole picture?
I really like those two together, Charlotte and Alexa. I really like those two together. But a lot of people in chat are making sense. You made sense. This is the chance. They got Charlotte finally as a face. You could definitely turn Alexa into a, like, basically the heel, you know. I like your idea about how the Judgment Day loses like all their titles. That makes it very interesting if they go that route. But I mean, the one thing too that, and we'll get into that like when we talk about the AJ Styles and Dom match coming up. But I know you don't, but yeah, I agree with Soupy here. He goes, I think they need to milk the relationship a bit before till heel turn.
Yes, exactly. Because like, and that's the other thing. I'm so sorry for interrupting you. They're so keen on making Charlotte a babyface, which is something that I would never get because she's such a pure heel, man. She's such a pure heel. I don't know whose idea this is. I know people like to get shirt from time to time. I understand that. But like Charlotte, it's really difficult to cheer for Charlotte when she's that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by saying that she's the easiest heel that I could think of. And people want, even if Alexa turns on Charlotte, people are still going to cheer her over Charlotte.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I feel like all of us still want Alexa Bliss as a part of the Wyatt Six. I feel like people still want that. What happened to the whole idea of the Wyatts versus the Judgment Day? When's that happening? I mean, I still want that. I still want that. And we can have that. Because for me, Judgment Day versus Wyatt 6 is a big enough thing for a WrestleMania. But because it didn't happen this WrestleMania, I don't think it's going to happen next year's WrestleMania too. Because I don't think the Judgment Day are going to be around for next WrestleMania. I'm not sure if they are. Because them losing all the championships and Liv Morgan and everything, I feel like this leads to something. But stories, even good stories can be left behind because circumstances weren't good. And then shift changed so much and the tide led them to a totally different thing. And they could leave that story behind. I get it. But it's still something I want to see. So Soupy is absolutely correct. I do feel like they need to milk that, you know, that relationship more because the build towards Charlotte starting to care for another human being is the thing that they're telling right now. And it just happened. And pulling the rug under her isn't the way to go here because she saved Alexa Bliss from a spear and she held her in her arms like she really cared for her. So it's really too early, and I do feel like she, because she was such a slimy heel, you know, before, I feel like she would see it coming right now because she still has that heel mentality in her. So you need to wash this all down before making people care for her and booing Alexa Bliss. Again, which is the thing that will not happen right now because people will cheer the crap out of Alexa Bliss right now if she turns her heel on Charlotte. Just saying.
Okay.
Everyone, please leave a like on the video while you're here. We appreciate you a ton. Also, we do appreciate all your super chats. So send them in if you have the wallets to do so. Thank you so much, guys.
Gonna go to I believe this one was announced for night one. I cannot recall. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's the six-man ladder TLC match. So that's coming up. Yeah. What's that?
Six team, not six.
Yeah, six. Oh, yeah, sorry. Six-way tag team TLC match. You have the Motor City Machine Guns, along with Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa versus Wyatt 6, the Street Profits, Fraxium. And did they give Dragon Lee and Andrade a tag team name, or is it just
the Lucha Acquaintances?
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm kidding. They're not.
No, I know, I know. That's why I was like, okay, thank you. At least we got it.
Okay, listen. This is the match I'm looking forward to. This is the one. This is the match that I most definitely will not be watching at double speed whatsoever. This is the one. Because you remember after WrestleMania, the tag team match that they had on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. They did it to prove a point. And apparently they did prove a point because they're now on the main card on SummerSlam. You know, the Raw tag team championships not being on the card, I get it. The Raw tag team division needs major help. This is why I'm pulling for the thing between Sheamus and Miro to eventually become the bar. Eventually. Mm-hmm. Because a tag team with Sheamus and Rusev, this is what the Raw tag team division needs in order to, you know, continue existing because it's pretty much dead right now.
Yeah, thank you, Dragon Lee, not Rey Fénix.
You said Rey Fénix? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dragon, I must have. So, yeah.
No, you said Dragon Lee.
Yeah, a lot of people corrected me. So, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad. You're so... Hi, Eric also, sweetie. So, yeah, who wins the match? Man, I don't even care. And this is in a good way. Saying it in a good way. Because I'm going to be so fucking entertained by this match. I can feel it. That entire tag team division on SmackDown, it's pretty solid. And I'm definitely going to be biased here. And I would say that Wyatt 6 need to retain. But I feel like they've put a lot of effort into Rey Fénix and Andrade.
Okay.
It really does look like they're doing that. And I don't know if they ever plan on putting the Lucha Brothers back together. I really don't.
I think eventually.
Well, yeah, eventually you have to, but like, when?
I'm
really speechless when it comes to this match, but again, this is the match I'm looking forward to because they're gonna fucking deliver on all calibers, and it's a TLC match. It's not only a ladder match. It's a TLC match, and oh boy, I don't know. Because, like, we're about to see a TLC match between the Dudleys and Hardy Boys, right? A TLC match. It's a TLC match, right?
I think so, but I don't know how the hell they're going to do that.
Which I don't want to see that, ever. I don't want to stop. So, thank you for presenting me this match before that one, so I can know how good it could have been. Just for the sake of picking a winner here, because I legitimately don't care. I just want to see the match. It's going to be so good. I'm going to pick the White Six.
Okay.
I'm most definitely not going to be right, because it's probably going to be DIY, and I will not be mad about that whatsoever. You guys know that Tommaso Ciampa is awesome to me. I adore Tommaso Ciampa. Yes, Triple H. But I'm going to pick White Six, just again for the sake of picking a winner. Who do you guys have? I really want to know who you guys have, because again, this is the match I really 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 want to see. Everyone put your, you know, predictions for this match.
Put your answers. Want to say thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well. We don't usually get many Twitch viewers, so I wanted to highlight that. So you can watch us on Twitch, just so people know that.
We are live on Twitch. Send us your biddies.
Yeah. There you go. So there's that. All right. So there was one more match.
No, talk about the match. You didn't talk about the match.
Oh, yeah. Like this match. I'm going to go... This match, like you said, it's hard to predict. So I'm just going to go with my guys, Fraxium. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think I'll be right, but I would like it to be Fraxium because I'm a fan of theirs. So there you go.
I think I'll
be wrong, but I'm going with them because that way I can feel like a genius if I'm right. I won't be, but I'm going that route. I am looking forward to this match because it will be a car wreck. And I just, the biggest thing... out of everything, it's the same how we always feel about wrestlers. We just want everybody to come out of it healthy. That's the biggest thing. So there's that. So the last match that we're going to cover on for night one, Tiffany Stratton taking on Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is cashing in her Queen of the Ring opportunity. So there is that, and that is for the it's not the world title. It's the, I think it's just a championship, right?
I just call it women's title. I know, I understand, but who could possibly?
I always get them confused.
It's championships.
Yeah. I've seen it 100 times. It's the women's championship.
Yes.
So there's that. But I think Jade Cargill is going to win here. I do.
Okay, what happens after?
That I don't know.
I know that Triple H is really big on Jade. He is. I mean, how could you not be? Like, she looks like a million bucks. She looks like a legitimate superhero.
Storm,
absolutely. But for me, this has always been the question, what happens after that? Because I can see what you guys mean when, like, when you say Jade is winning. But like, there's so many young women in that locker room that get championship opportunities from women holding that championship, being ring generals and having ring experience. So many young women. And this is exactly the thing. You need to be in the ring with a ring general. And if Jade is champion, you need to have a lot of ring generals challenging for that championship in order for the match to be good. Again, I love Jade, but she still needs to be in the ring with someone who knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So we're talking about people like Io, Becky, Bailey, you know, those types of women. You probably won't have, you know, women like Lyra, like Julia or Stephanie Vicker, just because of that, you know, language barrier or anything. By the way, Kiana James is Julia's representation now.
I like it.
And as long as I see Kiana James on my television, I'm going to be fine. But I'm going to need to see her in the ring. Because I was a big advocate for appreciating Kiana James's in-ring growth over her years in NXT. Like, she got called up, she got drafted from NXT, and like, they did almost next to nothing with her. And I don't know if that's something that you can go back from. But hopefully we see her more on our television. We get a super chat from Tom Talks Rubbish, who did interview SP3.
Yeah. Well,
talking about SP3 again, he sent a super chat saying, thank you for being awesome. Thank you, Tom, for talking with such lovely people. Again, we adore SP3 on this channel forever and ever. One of the best. I understand people. There's a certain amount of people that still don't get Jade in the ring. I understand that. Like, her star power is undeniable. You cannot tell me that she doesn't look like $1,000,000. And $1,000,000 is a legitimate number. This is the amount of money our friend Corey should be making on his poetry. Just FYI. Yes.
All right.
And I understand that people still aren't sold on Jade in the ring, but I think she will become something big. She just needs to focus on the stuff that she can do and not trying to do things that will make people awe.
Okay.
That's fine. When she was training with Bryan Danielson, you could see so much growth in that, in there. I'm not saying that WWE training isn't good. Of course I am. But focusing on the stuff you can do and making it solid and perfecting it should be, you know, you shouldn't do all of the things. If you think about it, I'm going to get so much heat for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you think about it, Roman Reigns has 10 moves in his arsenal. He has 10 moves, but he executes them so well, and he's so good in the ring. That's it. You can do the same with Jade. With the teeny tiny, and it is not teeny tiny, with the teeny tiny thing that Roman can sell, and Jade still needs to work on that. That's a huge thing. But because of everything that I just said, I'm going to pick Tiffany Stratton here.
Okay.
because I don't know what happens after you put the title on Jade. I honestly don't know what happens after that. And I do feel like you can tell a story with Tiffany Stratton right now. I don't know. I'm still not... I think there she needs a bit more time. Okay. Not sending her to NXT, I feel like was the biggest mistake ever.
No, I understand.
I feel like she could have done wonders in NXT. But I definitely understand that they just needed AEW's longest TBS championship on the main roster. That's exactly what they wanted to do.
All right. So you have Tiffany and I have Jade winning.
Yes.
That's our night one predictions. We're going to move on to the Cooper effect before we start number two. Ready, Maggie?
Yes.
And a new intro. There you go.
Well, you got rid of the song and everything.
Well, here. Hell. Let's... Here you go. There.
Could you put the song... On the
I'll try to do that because I couldn't find this song, so I'll try to find it and I can just change it and put the song over that one.
I love the song. I mean, the intro is really, really awesome. Thank you so much. I'm not saying that, Rob.
I know what you mean.
You did fantastic. Our song is I can't do sing along and
yeah. No, that's fine. I smell what you're cooking there.
I mean, I almost had a heart attack because I couldn't do the sing-along, but like...
So thank you, Bren. Maggie's devastated. Okay, so I will fix it where we can get the song back.
It's not fixing. You did nothing wrong. You just...
Well, I mean, okay, I will replace the song. Because if I put Slipknot on there, they're going to...
No.
I'm joking.
Don't put Slipknot. I as a major Slipknot fan, I do not want Slipknot. That is the thing, guys. Oh my god, let me dry my eyes out because like I cried for a bit. Yes, Rob did nothing wrong. Rob did nothing wrong, guys. Let me tell you a story. Apparently, this absolutely missed Rob and I's radar. But a shelter dog recognized a man's oncoming seizure, apparently. We totally missed this news, but let me fill you in before I... Well, that sounded weird. Let me tell you guys about the story before I tell you what's all about. So a shelter dog who detected a man's oncoming seizure, having never been trained to do so, has found a forever home after applications flooded in. So Sweet Sienna, the pit bull lab mix, made headlines around the country in June for her medical instincts on display, and all unexpectedly in an adoption event in Virginia. On that fateful day, Sienna broke away from the crowd of dogs, appreciative attendants, and familiar caretakers, walking right up to a man at a slight distance from the center of the event. She sat down, looked at him in the eye, put her paw on his leg, and refused to leave his side. She sat quietly at his feet, refused to budge, and softly placed her paw on his leg. Sienna's shelter called Friends of Campbell County Animal Control Virginia said in a Facebook post at the time. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't prompted. It was pure intuition. She then started pawing at his leg despite never receiving training on how to detect medical emergencies. Sienna knew something was wrong. The man, Josh Davis, had forgotten to take his epilepsy medication that morning, and it seemed Sienna knew before anyone else did. It looked like something you'd see in movies. She kept putting her paw on his leg and like, hey, are you paying attention to me? I'm trying to talk to you. We were all kind of standing around like, did that just happen? So the pretty dog Sienna got finally adopted after, you know, that miraculous thing happened and applications flooded in, and she finally has a home now. Again, I don't know how this, how Rob and I totally missed this awesome feat of heroism, but Sienna has finally a home, and this is the Cooper fact that the lovely Sienna has a home now, and we will be having our old intro on next week's episode.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I love our intro so much because you did it. So if you combine the two together, it'll be such a wonderful, wonderful thing. I love you, Rob. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. All right. We move on to night two of SummerSlam, taking place in New Jersey. I can't do a New Jersey accent.
What's Jersey. A New Jersey accent? Oh,
I can't do it. It's like this New York. Pretty much.
Is it like a Jersey Shore thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't do it either.
Yeah. So we will move on to night two. Let's go ahead and start with Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyria for the Women's Intercontinental title. This one has a this match, man, this one's tough. I'm going to go with Becky winning, but I actually think Bayley helps her.
You think Bayley helps Becky?
I do.
Oh, so you have Bayley turning heel again.
Yep. That's me.
Why?
I don't know. I just, why not? I just think that's the way they're going because I think Bayley's...
LOL WWE?
Yeah. I think Bayley's just frustrated, and I think that's the way to go. I think get her back to being
heel. Showed her being extremely lost backstage. She was lost.
Yep. So, oh yeah, that's a... Yep, no key, no DQ, no count out. If Becky wins, Lyra can no longer challenge for the title as long as Becky is champion. So.
I actually think Lyra wins this one. Everything that I said up to this point, I've always said that Becky and Lyra will face each other at SummerSlam, and at that point, Lyra will win back the championship from her. This is what I always said, and I'm not going to back out of it. Whatever reason. Becky, I love you.
You're my mom. Doesn't sound like it.
Is that you after saying that CM Punk will beat Gunther? Shame on you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What if AJ helps CM Punk win? Would you be okay then?
This will never happen.
I know. I'm just saying, like, just...
Give me something more believable, like me getting a boyfriend.
Wow. Okay. Well...
At this point, this is the only more believable thing than AJ, you know. But just...
Yeah, I understand.
They're right up there. Unicorn. That's how...
Well, we move on. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I... What do you do with Lyra after that?
I don't know. I don't...
Everything that she said, it's just nothing. If she doesn't win, she's buried. And Lyra has grown so much from, like, everyone saying that Becky is Becky Hogan. Shut your mouth. Like, Lyra hasn't felt this big since before Becky came back and put her over so much. Even in defeat. Lyra has stepped up her mic game and her in-ring. So Becky is building up Lyra to be something incredible in the future. So I feel like Lyra wins this one.
Brent says, I think Lyra wins and we get Becky versus Bayley feud going into the fall because Bayley is still mad at Becky for costing her to miss Mania. That's a good point too. Huh. All right. we move on to our next match. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky challenging Naomi for the women's world title.
Undisputed women's title.
Thank you. Undisputed women. No, that one's the women's world champion. They don't have a undisputed one.
Well, this is stupid because it looks like exactly.
I know. It's just I don't make the rules here. I just enforce them because I am.
Yes, I am the law. The Glock, Rob Wilkins.
Yeah. All right. So
women's. Thank you. See, it's so nice when Bryn's here.
Yeah, and she's women's world championship. Yep. So yeah, and I haven't really had time to like push our Bryn alert yet, so I'm sure it'll come up.
Yes. So I don't think that we're ever gonna get the magic of Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky back again before Naomi cashed in. Don't get me wrong, I love Naomi. Everything that she's been doing is gold right now. Proceed with caution is amazing. And whoever thought, I'm sure that she herself thought of that. And she's amazing on social media now too. You can see that like she's comfortable representing the thing that she is right now. And I love this. I love this. But the magic that we were getting for Rhea Ripley versus Io was phenomenal. And I felt kind of bummed out that the cash-in happened, because I feel like we will still get this match in the future. I don't know when, but we will still get that. But this match will be a different type of special. I do think Naomi retains her championship, because I don't need that championship to be hot potato right now. I don't think I do. And what, right after a cash-in, the least amount of, you know, hot potato. Mm-hmm. So Naomi retains here, but I'm expecting, I have high expectations about this match. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this match could steal the show. I think it's very possible for that to happen. And I think that I think Naomi retains. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way they're going to go. But I do think this match is going to be pretty damn good.
Yes, and exactly like Bryn said, that the winner of this match gets Stephanie McMahon at Clash at Paris, and in which I think that Stephanie wins the championship at that point. Or I.
Yes, he is still the champion.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if Stephanie should win this, but. Listen, they haven't done much with Julia right now, too.
Julia.
Yeah, apart from presenting Kiana James as her representation, which is fine. Seriously, I have zero problem with watching Kiana James's flawless legs and a skirt, man. And it's okay for me to say it because I'm a woman and I still love her legs. You have zero right to have those legs. I'm kidding. Of course you do. You're a professional wrestler. But my God, I have zero problem with that. But you need to make it good.
I have no problem with that either.
Shocker.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. We will move on to our next match here. Solo Sikoa defending the United States Championship against his relative, Jacob Fatu. Maggie, I think
Jacob Fatu, win back the championship.
I think he's going to win the title back. I do.
Yes.
I think it's he time. Wins the title back.
I don't know what this means for. Are we still calling it the Bloodline?
I don't know. I don't know what to call it anymore. I give up.
I really don't know, but I think Fatu wins the championship back. He's so over with the crowd. I don't know if he needs it, but at this point, he needs to be rewarded. That's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Jacob. I think they're going to put the title back on Jacob. I think that's the way to go.
Yep.
Would you like to see... Man, he's such a good face, though. Like, people love him, love cheering him. But there was a part of me that thought, man, it'd be kind of interesting to, like, have the guys turn heel on Solo. It'd be kind of weird to see, but it, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen yet.
You want Solo to be a face?
And well, that's the thing. I really don't.
Hilarious.
I
want to,
yeah. He's oh, hilarious. He is. He is hilarious. He's, yeah, I love that part. But yeah, there's just a part of me that, just like seeing the overbooking, like in my head, like just to see how it would go. But I think you got to ride what's hot and continue to roll with Jacob Fatu. I think his popularity is just skyrocketing, and I think that's the way to go.
I feel like there's a story to be told about Solo Sikoa's face turn.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They need to go deeper.
Yeah. The match that we're looking forward to here, Maggie, the Intercontinental title. Yeah. The WWE Intercontinental title match. Dominic Mysterio defending his title against AJ Styles, our favorite. Maggie, there's been talks that.
No.
Triple A is, there's talk that they might put the title on him, the world title there on him, on Dominic, which is good and intriguing, but
it's really not.
I would like to see, this is me, and I know you're the same way. You'll never have me like go against AJ. I won't do it. I'm going with AJ Styles. He's going to win the title, the Intercontinental title. Would I put money on it? Absolutely not, because I don't get nice things like that. But I'm going with my heart here. I'm going with who I want to win. And his name is Alan Styles. I'm going with AJ Styles. I don't know what the J stands for, so I'm probably joking.
Listen, I'm just gonna make myself an AJ sandwich, and that is so wrong. So listen. Sweetie, I love you guys so much. So much. You guys were my favorite. The pizza of tennis.
Because yeah, I forgot. Like I said, oh, sorry. I just wanted to add that Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu is a steel cage match, too. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah. It was a steel cage match. Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, yes, like I've mentioned before, Kenny Omega, I've said that Kenny Omega is the Roger Federer of tennis. The AJ Styles is the Pete Sampras of tennis. Yes, I do make a lot of tennis reference on this show, apart from David Lynch and... Twin Peaks and everything. So, hi, Mr. AJ. I'm going to need for you to win this match because, listen, AJ Styles has been providing us awesome backstage comedy. For whatever reason, he went back to TNA to... he went back to TNA to make a rah-rah speech for, the X Division, which is also always a wonderful, wonderful thing. Look, AJ Styles got himself in such great shape. Not that he at some point wasn't. He's always been into good shape. Look, he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. So, he listen. I can write a 10,000 word essay as to why AJ Styles should win this match. But I don't want to, because I know that they're going to make Dominic Mysterio two belts. I'm so sure that this is going to happen, and it makes me fucking frustrated. But I love AJ so much, and I'm so fucking biased every time he's in the ring. I'm so sorry. But this week, because, like, I don't know if you noticed this, but when Hangman was fighting Moxley on Dynamite, he did the flipping thing from the second rope from the corner, like AJ Styles does, you know, the moonsault into a reverse DDT. He did the same move, but he turned it into a tombstone pile driver. I'm so sorry. And I, for a split second, I thought, he's going to do the reverse DDT like AJ Styles, because he did the exact same move, but then he turned it into a tombstone pile driver. Because they're doing this entire thing that, you know, Will Ospreay took the Styles Clash in a phenomenal forearm. He took that and he does it so well, so good. AJ, Styles Clash is still the best. I'm sorry. I love you, Will, but AJ does it the best. And I was thinking, like, is Hangman getting something from AJ Styles too? And I so want this to happen at some point, because Hangman's physique, it's so impressive when it does flippy shit like that, because his physique is, you cannot do this. So, you know, coming back to AJ, I love you, sir. Please do not lose to Dominic. Please. I will be the first one to admit that Dominic Mysterio is incredibly entertaining right now on my television. But enough is enough. This is AJ Styles, Mr. TNA. He is also the best. Come on, what are we doing here? What do you mean Dominic Mysterio is going to beat AJ? Oh, just fucking shut your fucking mouth, because it's not going to happen. It's AJ. Come on. Are you kidding? Listen, guys, I know it's not going to happen, but Rob and I will not stand for this. AJ Styles wins the Intercontinental Championship. I do not care. AJ wins.
That's the way to go. I agree.
Everyone
with you.
Everyone say it loud and proud. AJ wins the title. AJ will... Listen, he pinned Dominic on this week's Raw. I know, I've been watching wrestling all my life, guys. I know how things go. Oh, because the Kabuki Warriors were there. And, like, they win. It doesn't matter. Shut your fucking mouth. I loved seeing AJ Styles work with New Japan people.
Yeah,
just say, and by New Japan, I'm saying Japanese people. Joshi, this was amazing. Thank you for that. I still have the visual pin of AJ Styles doing that to Dominic. So this means that it can happen, right?
Yeah, it can. It can. It can. Tonight on SmackDown, taking place in Brooklyn. You have Damian Priest and Aleister Black going one-on-one. That'll be cool.
This is a travesty that it's not on SummerSlam.
Oh, I will agree with you 100% on that one. You have your guy.
Damian Priest just got a new tattoo, just saying. He just got a new tattoo. Yeah, he said so on social media.
Gotcha. You got your guy, Tala Tonga, taking on Jimmy Uso. So no, there's that.
He's not my guy.
I know. That was funny for me to just say it that way. You also have the United States title being defended tonight, U.S. Women's Championship. Julia, who will be with Kiana James, taking on Zelina Vega.
Yes.
I don't see Vega winning this.
No, I do not.
And another thing that was announced is John Cena and Cody Rhodes will meet in the ring one last time before their match at SummerSlam. So that's taking place tonight on the USA Network at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So check that out. Maggie, I know you said you didn't watch Collision last night.
I did.
So I don't want to spoil anything that happened on that show, but
it's fine. Like, it's my fault. So spoil away. I'm gonna.
Well, what do you think about? Then I'll say it this way: Kyle Fletcher is the new TNT champion.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that coming.
Defeating Dustin Rhodes.
Did he use really screwdriver?
You know what? I know Dust was bloody, but imagine that. I don't recall what he...
No!
What happened there? I'm trying to remember, like, because I got... That must have been when I got up for something and came back, but...
I'm simply asking a question. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, I don't... Like, if he did, I don't remember, but, like, I didn't get to watch all of the match. I just saw probably the last... I don't know. Now it's like, see, my short-term memory sucks ass, so. Kyle Fletcher won. That was good. And as SP3 said earlier, they have, they announced Okada versus Swerve at Forbidden Door. And, so.
It's not Tony Forbidden Storm. Door anymore.
Well. And then Tony Storm versus...
Is Athena versus Tony Storm the official cash-in for Athena?
Yes.
Okay. Because apparently we need clarifying when it comes to stuff like that. Because apparently the person that won the contract can face the champion without this being the cash-in.
Okay, and like I said, I think it's the cash-in.
Okay, so because that's the whole story with MJF and everything. Yeah. Yeah, so I have no idea if that's it. I'm going to watch Collision, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. I went to the late show last night and saw the new Naked Gun. So I saw Cody Rhodes' little cameo there. So that was pretty good.
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson.
Pamela?
Pamela, yeah. So that was, that's one of those kind of movies where you could watch it at home and you'll be fine. But I enjoyed it. It was stupid. And that's really what matters. It was stupid, but it was stupid fun too. I know you don't go to the movies often, but.
I hate going to the movies. It's a waste of time. But listen, you know what I watched? I watched last week. The only spare 2 hours I had, I spent them watching Materialists, the movie with Pedro Pascal and Dakota Johnson. That movie fucking sucks.
I've heard.
It's a slam dunk. It's Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. For me, Dakota Johnson is so cold, and that makes her so hot. I mean, she's an incredible woman. I love the girl. And Pedro Pascal, I don't think we need to explain. You know, I have that thing going on with Pedro and everything. The movie,
your internet daddy,
fucked so much. Oh my god, that is 2 hours I will never get back ever. How could they ruin Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal being on the screen together? And I don't hate the movie because of the way it transpired. I will not spoil it for anyone. Don't watch it. The movie fucking sucks, man. It's so fucking stupid. I cannot believe I'm saying this about a Pedro Pascal movie. Oh, the Wonder Woman sucked too. Wonder Woman sucked too with Pedro Pascal. That sucked too. So, okay. Okay.
Did you watch Happy Gilmore too?
I will not be watching Happy Gilmore. Oh. I fucking hate Adam Sandler.
Okay. So, I did not know that.
No, we were talking to Sean about it on.
I don't remember.
When he was here, I find the guy so boring. I feel like when I think of America, I feel I think about hot dog eating contests, war, and Adam Sandler.
Cam Hawkins, if he's around, it's a Glizzy Fest, as he likes to call.
I have no idea what. listen, guys, if you watch this or listen to the Spotlight like I do, I adore Jeremy and Steven Jensen together. But like, Steven Jensen talks about hot dogging contest so much as if this is his hobby. And like, this is, hot dog eating contests are everything that's wrong with America. Seriously.
Well, no, there's a lot of other things that's wrong with America. But
sure, but like, guys, the world is starving, okay? There are people starving, and you're stuffing your faces with hot dogs for the sake of stuffing your faces with hot dogs in under a minute or five. I don't care. What?
Some people like putting wieners in their mouth. I don't know.
I like them too, but like not that amount in 1 minute.
That's what she said.
Or anyway, I don't remember anymore. Let me just at the end of our show. Do you have anything else to say?
Because I was just gonna plug my shit.
I want to rant just for a.
Okay, you rant and then plug your shit after you're done.
Yes. So I was talking to Chris Mueller today, and I'm so happy that he is exactly as pissed off as I am about this fucking segment on NXT that we got with Blake Monroe trashing on Jordynne Grace.
Yeah.
Why did this thing had to happen? I mean, of all the things that we are repeating from the past, the Mickey James is a piggy thing should not be one of those things.
100% agree with you on this.
Whatsoever. First of all, second of all, and Doc is absolutely right. The pictures that she showed of Jordynne Grace, she was fucking sexy as hell on those pictures. What are we talking about? She's a muscular woman. What are we doing? And not only that, but it's really hard for me to take you seriously knowing that the woman that you're making fun of actually won a bodybuilding competition 1 year later. 1 year later. And this, seriously, like, because women have gone through hoops to be taken seriously in this type of business and in sports as a general, because in any sport, women are still trying their best to be taken seriously. And when we do shit like that, it's like we're taking 10 steps backwards. We make one step forward with everything that Rhea Ripley and Io Sky did at Evolution, everything. And then we take 10 steps backwards with everything that entire segment with Monroe and Jordynne Grace. Seriously, and the fact that Jordynne Grace is taking the bait pisses me off, when the only thing that she should do is get on the microphone and say, "Hey, bitch, I won a bodybuilding championship," and show a fucking picture of that championship. That is the only thing I need to see, and not her taking the fucking bait. That segment did not have to happen. And I'm so pissed off that it's still something that we're doing in 2025, whether alone on NXT, the show that is moved by women's wrestling. Yeah. I'm so fucking pissed off. You cannot imagine.
Triple H even said it, like how the women are kicking ass and they're so far ahead of the men on that show. It's
anymore in my eyes.
Well, in my opinion, yeah.
What the hell did they do to the Blake Monroe? I have zero. Well, yeah. After that segment,
Pedro hit it right on the head here. Terrible creative.
Absolutely, yeah, Pedro. I have zero interest in watching Blake Monroe now. Yeah. Zero interest.
It's hard for me to watch NXT, and I've said that before. It's a show that annoys me, but I do watch it. So I did not like it. I thought, why are we going back to this? People didn't like it when they did it to Mickey James. Why are we going back to it? Like, what the hell was my thing? But that's that. Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you're going to call it, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, on Blue Sky if you're still doing that, of course. You can follow me on Maggie-IK, the weirdest thing ever. Thank you so much for joining us. Please leave a like on the video on your way out, on your way in, whatever. And also, please, Rob and I are always reminding you guys of this. Please leave a comment below after the podcast is over. It helps us out with the awful, awful algorithm that hates us so much here at Fightful and Fightful Overbooked. It helps us out a ton. And Rob and I will always chat with you guys if you have questions in the comments after the show is done. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Bryn is absolutely correct, because apparently it's National Pie, the Homemade Pie Day. It's not Pie Day. Homemade pie. Send me pictures of all your pies. I want to see pie. I've eaten. Okay. Not the.
You can't do that, but Maggie, you can't say that kind of things with me on this show.
You're a child, Rob, okay?
I have this first time meeting me, yes.
Spiteful is full of children. Seriously, no. You're not the only one.
Immature.
Not even kidding. Yes. Yes. Send me pictures of your homemade pie.
Wow.
Homemade pie. Thank you so much. Rob, plug your shit too.
Hey, if you want to send me a picture of your pie, you can do that too. guys, follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also
back on Friday.
Follow me on X at Rob Wilkins. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you guys watch SummerSlam this weekend, we hope you enjoy it.
Next week,
we will be likely talking about SummerSlam and celebrating the Intercontinental title win from AJ Styles is what we're going to be doing. I hope. That's the plan.
Put it out into the universe.
Yeah, put it on the universe. But we hope you enjoy the show. We will see you guys next week right here on Fightful Overbooked at 3 o'clock
Friday.
Eastern.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Carly Rae Jepsen, right? Jess. You know what? Hell with it. Guys, we will see you later. Want to say thank you again for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. And we will see you later, alligators.
Sacrifice! Sacrifice!
Oh, wrong button. My bad. Let me get the right one here. Oh, where'd it go?
Fuck! Shit! Bitch!
That's the first time seeing that one. That must have been an overbook thing.
I'm sure.
That's Seth freaking Rollins. Burn it down, bitch.
All right. We will see you guys later. Peace out, homies. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.